you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show hosts and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hello, hello everyone. You are listening to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on liveparanormal.com. For those of you who are new, welcome. If you go head over to liveparanormal.com, you click on the join or login tab. If you already have a login, well, it's kind of obvious, just log on in. If you don't sign up, join us. We're not going to, like, you know, give your information away or anything like that. We're not interested in that. We just want you to join us in the live interactive chat room. So once you head over there, you'll go over, create your little login or login, and then you'll head up to the top and hit live radio players, click the options that come up on the left-hand side, and then you'll be joining us in the chat room. I'm going to go ahead and bring on the guy who owns the joint, the wonderful, dashing, fantastical Rob.
Wow, I completely missed the intro and everything.
Wow.
So I don't know if you're like, here's that a-hole, or what
wow,
was said.
Wow,
but
you really, really think that that's like, wow. Heck.
Do not know.
I see. I see how it is.
I do not know, but I appreciate whatever you had said. I am questioning why I was set to not hear it. So I think
probably
as soon as
because I was in the middle of something else and I didn't bring you over. Sorry.
As soon as this episode ends, I'm going to have to go back and take a little... I was going to say look-see,
wow,
but I don't think look-see would be right. I don't know.
What is that? A listen here?
Listen here? I think
a listen here, right?
Yeah, pretty sure that would be the equivalent of look-see.
Probably.
I don't think... It's not used as
much. Anyway.
Right. But,
well, they should be, though. Like, I don't know why.
Right.
We should start a hashtag. Start a movement.
Listen
needed.
Here. It sounds like we're trying to scold somebody, though.
Maybe we are. You never know.
Right. That's why my listener die hashtag never really took off. I guess that was a few people.
Yeah, it
were
does
like,
sound a little threatening. I'm not gonna lie.
Harsh.
Listen or die. I guess it's all how
right.
you say it.
Right.
Listen or die.
Hey, listen or die.
It still doesn't
die.
Sound good no matter what.
No.
Yeah, it
no
doesn't
matter
sound
what
very nice either way.
No matter
yeah,
how you say it.
Sorry about that. Yeah, no
it's
matter
a, it's
how
a little bit, it's
we
out
can
there.
Say it, it's still harsh, you know. So. Yeah, noted.
Right.
Harshness.
Then
yeah,
you figure
so how have you been this week?
Not too bad.
Really?
How about yourself? Yeah. No, actually, I wasn't
been okay.
That great. I kind of had
really horrible. No, I've been okay.
I actually, that's what I was gonna say, but then I was like, maybe I shouldn't. I shouldn't tell my trials
dramatic.
And my what's that?
I said it is a little dramatic.
Oh, I thought you said you're very staticky.
No,
I was like, man,
thing.
I'm not here. I
you're
just,
full of
static.
That's all for dramatic, I guess. Once
wow.
again, wow, we're gonna roll here tonight. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what it was, is I was talking over you, and when you talk over somebody, it makes it a little bit harder for you to hear them. That's the,
no way, really?
The beauty of live radio. The beauty of live radio.
That's
but,
the beauty
no,
of live radio without cameras. Mm-hmm.
Right, and you know what the issue was this past week, is I've had a little bit of vertigo, but I'm live. So that's the bad news and then the good news. Depending on who you ask. Depending on who you ask, I guess what order it goes in. But
wow, that's all I have to say to that. Wow.
Yeah, there's always the wow moment of what I'm going to say on air. You just don't know.
Wow.
But I was looking forward to tonight's show to maybe a little up for discussion.
You were or you are? So, like,
I was. You got me on that one. You got me with the improper grammar. So I guess I should say I am.
I'm so looking forward to it. I'm doing it right now, right? I mean, like.
Right. Unless I'm taped.
Yeah.
Which would be weird.
Right.
I don't know how you would do that, but.
Okay.
It would be paranormal.
I don't know. That it might be.
Right.
I do want to apologize because I know I broke a policy here. I brought my dog into the Live Paranormal Studios, and my dog is snoring in the background, and that's what I was hearing, so I had to move my headset just to confirm, and yes, my dog is sleeping and snoring, so I apologize.
Right. It's probably, you have like a quirky stomach right here.
Asleep. In fact, I could probably sneak up on her and take a photo. Kind of cute, actually.
I think we're doing a up for discussion format tonight, which is basically we're going to talk paranormal between us, which I think we very rarely do on air. We mostly interview people, talk about them, and people are always asking, well, what's your opinion on this? What's your opinion on that? And a lot of times, obviously, when we have a guest, there's some discussion, but it's more about them being Spotlight Radio. So, we're kind of changing it up for 2017. We're going to be doing some up for discussion formats, talking and bringing guests on, but, topic oriented guests, I think. And, we're starting tonight just by, getting down to where we started from, which is some paranormal discussion. And if anyone listening has any questions in the chat room, they just have to go to liveparanormal.com. And, we'll be giving out some prizes and some fun stuff. And they can ask a question right in the chat room.
So everyone in the room, let me know you're alive by, getting some conversation going, please. So that way I know everyone's alive and kick in here and know who's here so we can get the party started.
The paranormal party?
I guess.
Yeah, that would be
cool. I might be having, right now for my dog, it's a slumber party.
Right.
I sent you a picture.
Oh,
I don't know
that
I share it publicly because I am in a part of the studio that it might not appear to be so lovely. But, yeah.
That happens. But,
it does happen.
Like I said, if you're listening now and you're not in the chat room at liveparanormal.com, come on in and, ask us a topic or ask a question, give us a topic and we're going to cover it. If not, then we'll just come up with our own because I think we have fun. Because it'll be so hard talking about the paranormal.
Yeah, because I don't already do that like nonstop anyway. Because I was actually commenting the other day that's kind of all I do. So
eat, drink, and live paranormal, according to our slogan.
Our brilliant logo. Brilliant word right there.
I have to give you credit on that one. So.
Yes.
I think it's funny that we've been to. I think the thing that's funny, but yet not that funny, is that we've been to so many investigations. I think we have so much stuff we haven't even reviewed yet. That there's probably straight out like the best EVPs ever. We probably have them, and
I think we do.
We may have
actual
people talking, conversations and apparitions full bodied and just walking around playing with our stuff and we don't even know.
Exactly.
So that's the downside. And we have actually like a couple episodes of the early what you call it, the early years of Breaking Darkness that we haven't even put out that we are fantastic.
They are. They are. As a matter of fact, some of the files are in an area that, how shall I say it, completely foobar my computers. And,
right, that's why it's paranormal.
I haven't been able to review. What's
kind of cool is, and, you know, we've gone out and kind of shot little documentaries and stuff that we're going to be releasing this year on top of our Breaking Darkness. I know we've gone to the Post Town Elementary multiple times, and we'll probably be going back to wrap it up. And that documentary, I think, is going to turn out really well because we have done extremely well with that location. I can say that Post Elementary has been always a hit for us when it comes to paranormal activity.
I have to say, Sean is in the chat room, and I was on the show. Sean was also a guest on the show, and I was telling him how, asking him if he had been to Post Town, and told him that, oh my gosh, there's some evidence from there that when it came to debunking, not only did we attempt to debunk our evidence as soon as we got it, but when we came back on another investigation, we continued to attempt to debunk our own evidence. Because it was just crazy. It was crazy. And
that's,
then we had similar happen. And, it's crazy.
We,
I love this now.
It's funny because I'm hesitant to actually talk about our findings because we are putting out that documentary. But there is some stuff that we can probably talk about. Which is,
I don't know. Let's get it out there. Let's work on it and make it a goal. And people hold us to it.
You know what What I think we can tell people, definitely we're going to get that out there this year. Daryl's fantastic over there. But we...
Yes, he is.
Kind of our funny story, but yet also related to the kind of material and kind of evidence we've gotten there is when we were there last time, we had run across a couple people at a completely unrelated place. You know, I always am up for doing the most bizarre things. So they're not even bizarre anymore. They're just standard. But we stopped at a flea market and ran into
I was hoping to find ready.
Who doesn't love a good
flea
market?
Trying to find some ready. Right.
And it turned out, to my liking, there was a foundation there. I think it was the Icky Woods Foundation. Or one of their sister foundations, and they had a former Ohio State football player there signing autographs. And he found out what we did, and we invited them to Post Town. And we kind of told them, hey, this is the kind of stuff we've been getting. The gentleman and who was with him, I don't know if you'd call him his handler, he was part of the organization, the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And then the football player. And they met us up at Post Town afterwards, after the flea market closed. And we took them on a mini tour. And the football player was rather apprehensive of the whole thing. The foundation guy was not. And so obviously when we're taking for a tour, we're going to bring some of our devices around. And we brought out the ghost box in the room that we actually hit on two other occasions we were there. And it seemed like one particular room we were getting crazy evidence, especially ghost box evidence. So we took the ghost box in there, and it pretty much delivered on that occasion. And if I'm not mistaken, the guy was kind of hovering in the back of it was a classroom, and we had the ghost box going out. We had asked what color of jacket the player had on. He had his Ohio State red jacket on. And we got ready for the ghost box, and the guy he left.
Oh, he was ready to dip. He was like, that's enough.
Yeah, he was ready to go the entire time. You know, and anytime you tell me you're ready to go, I'm going to turn it up just a little bit more. And I kind of have the locker room mentality of being a former athlete and stuff. I kind of have the, hey, you're an athlete. What, you're supposed to be a tough guy. What are you doing? You know, and that kind of in my opinion, you know, it kind of the locker room banter kind of came back to me, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. You know, you can't be timid. So then I had to ask the ghost, but, you know, I asked questions that were, you know, kind of oriented to him.
On purpose, almost to make him feel uncomfortable.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Once again, it's a locker room thing. Is that, that's kind of what, you know, I've been using that for quite some time, the locker room talk, but I think that's been stolen and taken out in the political part now, so I'm not really sure I can use that. But I think, mm-hmm. you know, that's what it is. And, you know, we had asked a couple questions related to the guy. And then when we asked what color jacket is the guy wearing at the back, you know, and it came through with the clear cut red, he left. And he didn't go far because he didn't know how to get out of the building. He was kind of scared to walk around by himself. But, you know, that's the kind of stuff that happened, you know, during the time we were shooting there. You know, Daryl allowed us to come and do like our, I guess our pilot of Breaking Darkness, and we're turning that into a documentary. And the stuff we've gotten there has been fantastic. And I, you know, I really enjoy that location. And
I do too.
I think, you know, we've kind of, if we want to talk about technology, I think we do a lot of. A lot of ghost box, which would be do, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
Or I don't know how to save. Don't know how to save the improper grammar, but anyway,
it's fine. It works. It works. Sorry.
Well, what
about
I was,
that. I
what
said.
I was gonna
was
say
crazy.
Is we do. I'm going to use that on right now. That's going to be my...
I know. God help me. Why did
thing.
I even say anything?
Great. Thank you. I appreciate the segue for the nonstop doo-doo talk.
Not a problem. Anytime
well,
I can help out.
On top of that, what I was going to say is our ghost box research has become... We use it as kind of a staple of our production, which is bizarre because, you know, 3 years ago, I was like, you know, I didn't really enjoy it as much. You know, I still don't really enjoy the repetitive sounds sometimes. You know, and it depends on which box we use, because some of them have them filtered out, or we have ways that we filter it out. But what we find for documenting in a documentary style, I'm going to try to use back-to-back words as much as humanly possible tonight.
Mm, awesome.
Now that you
great.
Mentioned it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for documenting documentary style, the ghost box does deliver, because, you know, it's better than the simple touching. You know, because as much as you can't, no one else has that feeling. So that's the one downside. You have to be very careful when you're shooting your documentaries, because some of it is impossible to relay to the viewer. And I think the ghost box is probably one of the easier things to, you know, get across. And we have had a lot of luck with that, you know, so, you know, that, and we also hit on the REM pod. I don't know if you're picking up on the double words here or not, but I'm trying my best. It's difficult.
Yeah,
you should try that one time.
Annoying.
Try having like a conversation and think about what you're trying to say, and then also use double words. It's not easy.
Oh boy, it's gonna be a long show.
But, no, anyway, but you know, I think we've really gotten a lot of good stuff out of the ghost box. You know, no matter where we go, not just post time. You know, we've had good stuff at St. Barnabas, and some of it you can check
Definitely.
Out now on our YouTube channel. And, you know, and we debunk stuff. You know, we actually, the one thing I recommend to people and stuff that we've done is we actually will scan AM radio in a car on the way home just to see if we're getting, you know, some of the same voices that we might have gotten through the ghost box. And we've actually caught that, you know, before. So,
yeah,
you know, I was
so
I
then
was
we throw that out.
Just go,
so.
Just going through the your, if you're going to scan on AM, you know, when you're done, just seek through your AM channels, and obviously if you can hear the same voice on a talk show, you know that it kind of stinks, but you can throw that out. And we were actually at a location
exactly.
three times, I think, that St. Barnabas house in northeast Pennsylvania. And we kept getting a similar voice, and we actually found it going to it on the, I think, third or fourth time. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's impossible to cover every possible voice you get, but you know, I think there's some things that you can do to kind of help, you know, debunk stuff.
Oh, definitely.
Which I think we spend a ton of time debunking stuff.
Right. I mean, that's, you know, what our goal is to basically review our stuff and attempt to find a reason why it's not paranormal. Because I think, you know, you have mm-hmm. to be skeptical. I mean, we're not going to go in and go, oh, my goodness, you know, everything is paranormal. No, sorry, I'm not gonna do that.
Well, and that's a downside of getting touched or any kind of physical, is that it happened to us, but there's no way to physically have that happen to someone watching in their family room. If it did, that would be bizarre.
Right.
And
right.
We
people
ran
might not be as prone to do that. You know, to check it out then, if that were the case.
Well, and we ran across that in our filming for Breaking Darkness. Is there's something we have to show that is something physical, and you know, it always makes me kind of sit and think, you know, should we show this? But you know, if you keep in the context that you know, there's no way that we can actually prove that to the viewer, but this is what happened to us, and
okay.
you know, we want to show you so.
Mm-hmm.
That's
definitely.
That's the fun part about documenting paranormal evidence, is sometimes it's just near impossible to please everybody. And I think as long as we sit there and we really look at everything
mm-hmm.
and spend so much time on even our EVPs and our ghost box, we actually go back and listen to it so many different times, and you know, there's so many late
right,
night.
Right, and I will send it blindly to someone who it was not present for the investigation, you know, and I'll clip it. I'll send it to them, and I'll say, "Hey, what do you hear? You know, what do you think this is?" Because I do want, you know, others' opinion. I mean, if it's something that they go, "Oh my goodness," you know, well, that sounds probably a this, and I go, "Hold on, wait a minute," and I go, "You know what? You're right." But always go with, when in doubt, throw it out. Yeah.
And what I've just realized by doing this show is that some of our best evidence that we've captured together has not been released yet, and we can't talk about it. Because I'm going through my head, like, making a little checklist of things, and there's a couple of things that, like, we're not even sure what we're going to do with yet from the early days of Breaking Darkness that we had documented for us. And some of it is fantastic. And yeah, we could probably talk about it, not saying where it's from, but yeah, there's a couple.
Well, actually, we have a question here in the chat. Have you ever brought skeptics on an investigation?
Besides myself?
Besides yourself?
Yes, besides me. We have, and that's the unique mm-hmm. part of, like, us investigating, is that we have the unique opportunity to investigate with some really interesting people.
Definitely.
You know, like that former Ohio State football player we had met. He's like, you know, let's do it. And he's like, this stuff's not real. And then by the time, you know, we had him actually leaving the building because he was so scared at the end. So I would say he was probably one from not really being into it to being not. He definitely changed his mind there because he was kind of dumbfounded. He actually, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he said, "What's going to happen to me?" Which I thought was kind of over the top, but you know,
right.
Going from someone who doesn't believe in it.
I also, Right. I love skeptics, actually. You know, obviously, when you're doing an event where people are joining along and there to see, a lot of times skeptics are not going to waste their money, quote unquote. But I have had the opportunity to investigate with some skeptics, and I'll say, you know, I love skeptics because I understand where they're coming from. You know, a lot of people don't believe until they have an experience for themselves. It's kind of got to see it to believe it mentality. And, you know, I understand that. I had an experience as a child. So as an adult, you know, it's kind of harder for me to relate, I guess, but I appreciate their skepticism.
Well, it's always it's nice to have a respectful skeptic rather than like someone being an ass. You know, there's a difference between being a respectful skeptic and being just a straight ass. You know, because I don't think we haven't. I've heard many stories of people like, yeah, this guy was an ass. You know, or this woman was an ass. I don't know if they call a woman an ass, but regardless, you know, you hear those people who just were blatantly. You know, oh, that's dumb, oh, this and that. But,
right.
You know,
and
I remember,
you know,
too, we actually had the opportunity then, this past October, we went and investigated with, it's kind of an interesting group of people, and one was very skeptical, a TNA wrestler, Braxton Sutter.
Yeah.
I feel like we should play his theme, you know, when they walk out. We should play that right now because we brought his name up. But, you know, he was like, this is awesome, but I'm so skeptical. And I really liked him. We got along well.
I did too. He was excited, you know, to try something different, which I give him a lot of credit for that because a lot of people are just like, that's not for me. I don't believe in that. I'm not doing it. That's stupid. I'm not going to go chase Casper, you know.
The first part that was bizarre was we actually showed up with the same clothes on, which I thought was kind of weird. But besides that, we were like twins. It was kind of bizarre. But he was very skeptical. And I thought the cool part about that was that he didn't want to leave. He was like, I'm going to stay for one more, you know, let's go here. And then we were all sitting in the break room. He's like, okay, where are we going now? And I'm like, well, are you going to go or are you going back up? He's like, I'm going back up. So, you know, we took somebody who was, like, completely skeptical, and he ended up staying, like, the entire late night with us. And
I think he was shocked, too, that he stayed as long as he did. I think he was, like,
So, you know, I would say this past year has been kind of or 2016 was kind of the year that we investigated with, like, a lot of non-paranormal people. And it was fun to do so.
Yeah, definitely.
And a lot of them were skeptical, and you know I don't think we had one that was, you know, coming in skeptical, and you know they didn't leave like completely like convinced, but they actually, you know, had a good time and they stayed, and you know, were respectful.
Yeah.
But even the guy from Post Town. When we did our post town just a couple months ago, he was lived down the street. He showed up and was like, "Nah, I've never. I had maybe something grab my ear." And when we were talking at the end, he was like, "I believe." So, you know, I think skeptical wise, we've had a lot of people this past year that, not that we turned into believers, around like miracle workers, but you know,
we don't have a wand where we're like a little fairy dust we throw at them. Suddenly, they're like, "I believe." Yeah.
Skeptical, come with us, y'all. And you know,
we will change you.
Think
we'll convert you.
Yeah, skeptics are always fun to investigate with. But as for like, we haven't had anyone just, you know, blatantly say, you know, this is a lie and come and try to disprove. I think everyone's been kind of respectful, and I think if you're going to take a skeptic with you, somebody who's openly, yeah, I'm openly skeptical, you know, to me.
If you're
going to
take them with you on an investigation, obviously you would appreciate if they would come from a respectful, you know, state, if they're being respectful. I, on the other hand, have ran into some some people online that have not been so nice. And, you know, my whole thing is this. I'm not here to convert you. This is not a religion. I am not here to make you believe the same things that I do. You can believe whatever the hell you want. And, you know, I can tell you about my experiences. You can say that they're BS. I don't really care. They're mine. They're my experiences. And if you don't believe it, so be it. I'm not going to sit here and pull your leg. I'm telling you what happened to me, you know.
If they were filmed during Breaking Darkness, they're really not yours. They're kind of ours. But, you know, that's just a little
Well, no, I'm talking about, like, my experiences throughout time that I've had from childhood to present. We do have another question. Do you think gender plays a role when it comes to catching paranormal evidence or activity?
Yes.
Why so?
I do.
Why so?
Why so? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to think how to put everything into context because my mind is going with multiple different scenarios of personal things that I think have... You know, we have found. I think there's multiple ways that gender can play a role. I mean, I guess I would bring up the experience we had together in a location where, you know, you essentially had a form of possession. And I think it was blatantly due to the fact that you were female.
Yeah. Actually, I've had quite a few people who I've sent that clip to in private because it is a private link, and I've shared it with them. And you know, a few people are sensitive, if you will. And, you know, they stated that it was basically screwing with me because, you know, I'm a girl. And what's funny is that I'm the girl.
I think that's true.
I don't have any fear, you know. So a lot of times you feed these things with fear. You're the weakest link. And I definitely don't think that I was the weakest link by any means. I do think that I probably was, should not, maybe not have, I should have calmed myself down before continuing my investigation simply because I was a little worked up in regards to some things outside of the field. But, yeah, I don't know if that made me more vulnerable or what it was, but it was definitely an odd occurrence.
You know, when you go into a location, and that's the interesting part, and it's kind of an interesting part based on, you know, what we do, is knowing what type of activity has been, you know, accounted for previously. And we were at a location that had, you know, what we were told that was like a male entity, something male that was not nice. And, you know, if you go to places and then now we're going to be sidetracked because I'm going to talk about the fact where if you know that, you know, that it's going to pick on a woman, then women are going to be like, oh my God, it touched my hair. You know, every single investigation I've gone to where the proprietor, someone's walking to, and they're like, hey, this likes to grab women's hair. And then that night a woman will have their hair grabbed guaranteed. Because of,
thank you. That's my
suggestion.
That's my television, example. Two investigators on a well-known
true.
Show. That starts with the one word is a G and the other is an H, go into a room and they go, oh my gosh, there's going to be piano. You're going to hear piano note. You're going to hear keys jingle and you're going to hear a woman scream. And due to the lovely abilities of editing, now granted, I don't know how long they've really spent in this space, but according to TV time, they were only in there for like 3 minutes. And they're asking questions. All of a sudden they hear the piano note. They hear the keys jingle. They hear the woman scream. They look at each other and go, okay, and they walk out. And I'm just like, you know, it drives me nuts.
Yeah,
that preconceived
power,
notion of what may happen in the space seems
power,
to be without fail.
Suggestion.
Someone will have it happen. Yeah.
No, but then I think, you know, it's weird because you could be in a place with you know, a whole group of guys, and the same place could have the opposite. Maybe, you know, the whatever's there feels comfortable with, you know, a whole group of guys in kind of that setting where, you know, there's a bunch of guys sitting around laughing and, you know, I'm not going to say doing what guys do because that's kind of dumb, but, you know, in essence of that, I mean, the little banter between guys, you know, hey, this and that, and you know, that could make somebody feel comfortable too, because that's, yeah. But then, you know, I think it does depend on where you're at and what it is. That is the advantage of kind of paying attention to the activity that's been reported, but you can't let it like kind of taint your
perspective. Your investigation. Right, exactly.
Yeah, so
like,
no,
if you're
waiting for three things
to occur, and then once those three things occur, you've totally, like, completely blocked out of everything that might have happened other than those three things, because it's almost like those three things are exactly what you're looking for. And I think there is a sense of knowing too much about somewhere, about the reported claims of a certain area, because it seems like that's what the people are wanting. They're looking for that. You know, if there's a knock on the wall, they're like, can you knock on the wall? Can you knock on the wall? They don't talk about anything else but knocking on the damn wall. You know, so I think that influence does play a role. Now, do you think that emotions from hormones can play a role in that? That's another question. In the activity.
I don't know.
I think so. I mean, I think it goes into play with, you know, as we were talking about, you know.
Well,
but
I think from our particular, what we're talking about with, I've never seen in person, you know, like that I felt that someone was actually in harm. I did not like what was happening there. Not just because I had to carry you out with one arm, because that was like, you know, going up steps and stuff, and you were not being cooperative.
Evidently, I was myself, or sorry, whatever, you know. Like,
no,
I was not,
you were not yourself. There was other people there with us, and you had completely lost. It was like your face was gone. Someone else's, like, mannerisms were there, even your speech pattern.
I did have something like that happen one other time. I had where it, and it appeared, it was during a live stream, actually, a location, the Monroe House. And on the video, my EVP recorder flew across the room, which that was, you know, odd. And evidently, once we started trying to communicate, before we did a radio show for Live Paranormal, and I was my normal, couldn't get a word in, like, I was just, like, not even breathing, talking so much, just because that's me. And, you know, I was all wide awake, and granted, I do have narcolepsy, but I had taken my medication. I was sitting there, and as soon as we started the session, within a half an hour of me talking, like, blah, 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 I was talking with slurred speech. And on the camera, it's the strangest thing, because my face, it looked like someone else. It was the strangest thing. And that's the first time I ever had anything kind of similar happen. And then at that particular location that you were referencing when I was with you, I think that time was a little bit more overwhelming as to however something affected me. But usually I don't have something affect me like that. It's not like I walk into a place and I'm like, you know, ooh, or something like that. It was weird. It was definitely weird.
Yeah, that one was weird because I...
you were there to witness.
You know, well, and I had told you ahead of time that I had a bad feeling about you going. And
okay.
Of course, then I'm like, yeah, that is psychic Rob. You know, but just you know, we haven't really talked about this, but just for people who are listening, what had happened was is we were standing and doing ghost box session, once again ghost box session, and you know how you feel, and you're standing next to somebody and then they're gone. You know, you can kind of feel, I don't know if this is their body heat or their presence or whatever. You know when someone's standing next to you 9 times out of 10, and you know, we're doing a ghost box, and it's pitch black, and you were gone. So,
yeah. Are you gone?
Yeah.
Rob, are you here? Oy vey.
Hello.
Are you there? There
I'm here.
He is. It was like you said, and you were gone. And then it was like you were gone from the conversation.
They do not want this story to be told. The story does not want to be told.
He just had an instance where he himself says, and then you were gone. And then poof, you disappeared.
Right.
That was pretty good.
Don't get me started on the poof and disappear.
Yeah, he did, Crimson. He ninja vanished.
Don't get me started on the poof and then disappear, because I'll start talking about how I want to get one of those. What do they call them? The smoke pills or whatever. You hit them down. And, I'm not by any
he
means a magician.
He wants regular music when he comes into a room, and then he wants to poof out of the room with the magic pack of whatever that makes the dust so he can disappear.
That would be great.
You
but
sound
anyway,
really high maintenance, right?
Don't get me started.
Are you in the chat room, Rob? I put a comment in there, and you did not reply.
I was, but what had happened is I got nervous because you couldn't hear me, so I moved. But
oh, okay, because I was going to say, we do have to remember that we are doing a giveaway, so we want to make
sure we
incorporate time for that.
Everyone is a winner, so we will contact you by email. That's how we're going to do it. Isn't that easy enough? If you're in the chat room, you're going to get emailed your copy of the book, so hopefully you sign up with a legitimate email, because if you did not, then you're screwed.
Oh, then if not, it sucks to be you. Okay,
right.
You'll
learn to use a fake email address when signing up for LiveParanormal.com.
Well then. Okay,
anyway, let me finish the story. The story's fantastic. I don't know how much you heard, but
we're
doing a ghost box.
No, we heard
I'm
you.
Bring,
we heard
I'll bring
Vanish.
All right, so a ghost box session. Doing a ghost box session, and you were standing next to me. All of a sudden, you were gone. Checked again. You actually weren't gone. You were what I was thinking. You were tying your shoe. So I kept going on. You know, once I get going, I can talk. So, you know, and about 45 seconds later, it dawned on me that I still don't know what you're doing. And you were not tying your shoe. You were just like bent over as if you were tying your shoe. But that was just like your permanent position. And
If I recall correctly, I was probably wearing my boots that do not have ties, because my boots don't have ties. So
right, it was all, well, you know, in the heat of the paranormal moment, I wasn't thinking, oh, I wonder if she's wearing her boots that don't have ties. You know, I'll be honest with you, I don't really think about what shoes you have on. So I had looked down and you were still in that same position. So then I was like, you know, that's kind of off-putting. That's not right. And then I had to kind of like, I was holding everything in my right hand. You were to my left, and I had to kind of like pick you up of sorts. And I was like,
but
are you okay?
But the funny part about that is, and I'm going to go ahead
and
share this with everyone. From the video camera angle, it looks like I was a puppet that he was sticking his hand up my butt in order to make me upright. It was so funny.
Yeah, it didn't look great.
It didn't look very good, but that wasn't what he was doing.
No, that's probably one of the reasons why we have not released that video. Right, and I had gotten you up, and I looked, and I was like, are you okay? And you were gone. You were just your thing was it was gone. You didn't know how to stand up straight. I mean, you didn't stand at all. And I was like, all right, let's get out of here. You know, let's walk out. And we just started walking, and you forgot how to walk. You didn't know how to walk.
Guys, rest assured, I have that bastard on the daily, so I'm not
right.
sure exactly what was going on.
It's something you had figured out a while back. You couldn't figure out how to put your feet in front of each other to walk, which makes it difficult. And we had then proceeded out of, we were in the basement area. And this was like, we had to go up like four flights of stairs, four different, it was like we were in the bottom and we had to go, you know, to the very top of this building. And when we made it to like the main floor where there's offices at, you kept reaching down to the offices and like, you're like, I need to go to my office. And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but it's really weird. I looked at the other person who was with us, and she looked at me, and we were like dumbfounded. And we were both thinking it, and I was like, I said, who are you? And you're like, I need to go to my offices. And it was like, you know, like when you're carrying a little kid and they're trying to like get away from you, and you know, they have their arm extended and trying to get away. That's what you were trying to do. And I was like, no.
Oh, the 2-year-old throw, you mean, where they're like, I want to go that way, and they lean their whole body that way, and you're like, oh,
that's
shit.
What you were doing.
Okay.
So keep in mind, that was one arm. The other arm was the equipment.
Sorry.
Right. I was going to say dead weight, but I pun intended there, I guess, huh? So you wanted to go to your offices. And I didn't even know there was your office was down there.
I didn't either.
And, right. And then I had finally gotten you up to where we could go outside. And when we got you outside, you were telling me how the area had gone down. And you were probably, 350 miles from your house. You were saying, never been there before. You're telling me how the area was gone down. You're telling me about the area. And it was just, it was bizarre. You know, me being skeptical, going back to the skeptical thing, you know. And, of course, then who everyone goes to try to, you know, this location is semi-well-known. And I kept calling you that person's name then for a long time because that was funny. But that was probably the, when it comes to, did we ever witness any type of possession, I would say that was a good one. And I think
that was a clear-cut possession. I don't know what that was.
You wanted to go. You wanted to go to your office.
I feel more comfortable calling it. Okay, but I feel more comfortable calling it like overtaking, if you will, or something. I don't know because it wasn't like my head was
possession.
Like in circles and I was feeling vomit.
No, but it's more severe. It sounds better. And it's better for radio and better for TV. It was a possession.
More
descriptive.
Oh
my gosh! Scarier. Okay. It's scarier.
Okay, for Rob's
I'm pretty sure you, I'm very,
call it that.
Very drama-oriented, but I'm pretty sure you never worked there. Right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I didn't work there either.
It was a family business, we were down in a spot where, you know, it was strictly reports of male, you know, activity of going towards female, and I think that was part of the issue.
Yeah. And of course, like every other location, I had an experience that I can't understand. Of course, I want to go back to that location. I, as you know, am dying to go back to the Monroe House because, I mean, just after that had occurred, I think that everybody was trying to get me to head home, and I'm like, let's go play. And I think if you look at the video, because I have a video of that as well, when I'm like, you know, marching, I guess, once I was back to me, if you will. I was like running down to get into the room, and you and the other person that was with us was taking your good old sweet stroll, a proper stroll, if you will. Taking your good old time.
I was thinking about that earlier today.
Maybe it could have been because, you know, I had over $1,000 worth of equipment down in there. And, you know, if something had kind of like overtaken me, if you will, I just didn't want it to like have a heyday with my $1,000 camera and like, you know, go to play baseball and swing on it or something, you know. So
that would have been cool to see that would have been documented.
And then, of course, I wanted to do another session down there. And honestly, upon further review of that of those two particular video clips that I made of it, there are some EVPs that are coming through that are rather interesting. I don't know if you've talked about that, but
no, we've never talked about it. We'll have to talk about that off air.
Yeah,
if you want to tell me what they're now on air, we can talk about them on air.
No, we can talk about it off air.
They're not appropriate.
They're probably not appropriate. But it was definitely interesting. Definitely interesting. And I think, you know, a lot of times when we go to locations, when we get back, I know for Breaking Darkness, like we've said, you know, we had some of the most amazing evidence. I really think that when we work together, we get her done.
We have been called the Ghost Whisperers. It's been documented by more than one psychic.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
that what it takes.
We have. What I find is bizarre, and this is what I find, and for me to find anything bizarre, I guess I find a lot of things bizarre, but whatever. We have been told on multiple occasions from different people that we investigate with a little bit different approach than most people. And
yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah,
I was like, well,
no.
I don't understand. All right. I guess the way we investigate is very similar to like our radio show and very similar to how we just act on a daily basis. And for whatever reason, we get a lot of good evidence that way. And I think that's what,
And there he goes again. He disappears.
I'm back.
You know, the magic dust tonight, Rob, you know, the effect is not quite there when you're doing it on radio and not, you know, we can't see you poof. So I'm just going to give you a heads up that that's kind of not normal. He disappears. Like now, I think he's gone now. It could be the unicorns and the fairies may have taken him. I think he's gone. The unicorns and fairies have came in along with Bigfoot, Mothman. They all came in and they've obviously taken Rob. Oh, they're letting him talk a little bit.
No, it's not funny.
I don't know. But, oh, now here's a question that I was asked of on a Rona Radio show the other day. Do you think that unicorns and fairies are real?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. My dog, who's woken from her slumber party, doesn't exactly have an answer.
I've never seen a unicorn, but I've seen a fairy.
You have?
Yes.
Where did you see this fairy? They're withholding him.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
weren't supposed to ask me a follow-up question. It was like one of those like
oh,
one comment and done type thing.
I did not expect this. Hello. Of course I was going to ask.
Fairies?
Yeah.
I don't know,
but let me just tell you something. If it's anything like they're portrayed on True Blood, they're badass. I'm just going to put that out there.
There was probably some fairies at our last event, SuperCon. There were people dressed as fairies.
No comment.
See? I
could comment, but it might not be very nice.
I've shown houses to fairies before.
Mm-hmm.
That was their last
That's
name.
Nice.
It was her last name.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you're like taking people around who are dressed as fairies, showing them houses, you must have a unique.
No, it was the fairies. Like there was,
they
go to their, it was their in their house. They had a place like a little mat in the front door. It said fairies.
Do people bring offerings of sweet milk and stuff to the fae? Do they call themselves the fae?
No, I showed the house a couple of times, but I actually did not know them. They were just the fairies. Yeah. I thought it was kind of weird to have a mat that said the fairies. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Hmm.
I don't even know that one. Yep, you got me there. You got me there.
Yeah, the fairies.
So that's the fairies. So let it be known.
And he was a popular fairy.
Fairies are real.
A popular fairy.
It's a family of them.
It was a, and he was actually a popular fairy.
Okie dokie. We're not talking Tinkerbell here, so.
No. Popular fairy, graduated from Duke University.
I have Tinkerbell on my back.
I know that.
I do.
It'd be weirder if I said I had Tinkerbell on my back.
If you have a matching one, then I'm going to have to say the birthdays matching are kind of where we probably should limit
right.
that. Because if you're getting Tinkerbell on your back, then, I mean, hey, whatever you're into. But
right.
it would be funny. Conversation piece right there.
I'll have to go get one of those mats.
We could wear matching tank tops. You could show off your Tinkerbell. I could show off mine.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. I think we're maybe taking that too far now.
I'll get you a sticker. I'll get you a little tattoo.
I think we'll stick with the matching birthdays. That'll be
okay.
it.
All right. Occasionally we have a matching T-shirt too because we do wear our live paranormal T-shirts. So, you know, we'll stick with those things.
True. I do, and then I you wear them more than I do, which is always fun.
I do, In fact, I wore my live paranormal sweatshirt yesterday because it's so nice and warm. And I wanted to talk to you about that, actually, because I have some ideas for some new live paranormal swag that I wanted to talk to
you. I gave
you
my live paranormal sweatshirt because I never wear it. That's why you wear it.
Well, you gave me that one, and then I already have a few of my own. And then Carissa stole my live paranormal zip-up hoodie. But she's put it to good use because I think she's wearing it 24/7 in most of her photos. Yeah.
Does she ever not wear that? Because
she told me that I would only get it back come summertime, when it was too warm for to wear it, and I told her she could just keep it. So,
yeah.
The benefits of friendship with me.
I do not really use the Facebook that often, except for to promote our shows and stuff, but. Occasionally, I'll hop on, and every time that I see her somewhere, she's wearing that sweatshirt. So it was $8 well spent.
There you go. There you go. Good times, good times.
You can order your sweatshirt for only $29.99 by visiting.
Well, isn't that the way it goes for, like, everything? No, but that's what I wanted to talk to you about. I have a way for everyone to be able to get my paranormal swag soon enough, hopefully, if he agrees. And if not, I'll just do it on my own, damn it. Ha ha. So we'll talk about that when we get on there.
Yeah, great. I'm really excited for that.
Mm-hmm, no problem. Anytime. But no, so everyone look for in their email boxes. When are you going to get around to that there, buddy?
In due time.
Due time. Okie dokie. Well, I will hound him until everybody gets
soon.
So,
and if you don't get one, then send us a message on Facebook, facebook.com/TheLiveParanormal. And we'll know if you were here or not.
Yeah, I took a screenshot. So, but we got the 90-second lady coming on being all rude and interrupting. So, I guess we should tie it up, wrap it up, put a bow on it.
The 90-second lady, huh?
Yeah. Hmm. That bossy lady comes out and goes, "You'll have 90 seconds." And she just said it. So,
really?
Bossy. Yeah, but I'd like to thank everyone for joining us live on Animal
Spotlight
Radio. That's me. I'm the other bossy lady. But
right.
I'd like to thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back next week. I don't think it'll just be us next week, but you never know.
No, I don't think it will be. I think it will start one of our new segments, and I'm really excited about our new segments. And
yeah.
It's awesome.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm excited about it, too. So I'd like to thank everyone for joining us. Tune in again next week, Tuesday, 10:30. Check out all the other content on liveparanormal.com, some awesome shows, also TV. And we'll catch you all next week. Bye. Bye, everybody.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.